And, you know, we have to ask why, what's in it for Saudi Arabia? And in answering that, it's crucial to remember Saudi Arabia doesn't have an independent foreign policy and never has done. Its foreign policy, like those of the other Gulf states, is formulated in Washington and London. So we really have to ask, when we think, well, why is Saudi Arabia doing this? We have to ask, well, why are the colonial powers, Britain and France, and of course now the US, why are they pursuing this course? And I think we have to understand this in terms of preparations which have been underway for several years now for an aerial strike against Iran, and which is still on the table. The crushing of the Bahraini resistance is crucial to the war plans against Iran, because what's the biggest deterrent to an attack on Iran is, of course, the fear amongst the Western elites and Israel that actually the Shia population in other countries will rise up and start to resist that attack on Iran. So actually, what's the crushing of the Bahraini revolution is all to do with trying to preemptively destroy any potential resistance to the coming attack on Iran. So, of course, a majority democracy, which the Western elites, of course, are forever banging on about, is actually the last thing they want in Bahrain, because that means a Shia-dominated government. They're going all out to try and prevent Iran's current ally in Syria. They're trying to destroy that, going all out to destroy that. So the last thing they want is a democratically elected Shia government in Bahrain, because that could cause severe problems when they try to attack Iran.
So,